we're starting up, we're building up. This time of the year, there's challenges. Most of all, we look to when rain will come in the north. I'm sure your producer listeners are certainly looking for a break in the season up there with more rain. But I suppose from our perspective, it was good to start off and get the workforce back and start processing for our customers in Townsville.
We've heard in the market reports today in the southern markets there has been an easing back on prices. Do you expect that your meatworks will follow pretty closely that trend?
Look, I think in a supply-demand equation, we as a country send most of our product and a high percentage of product out of Queensland operations into the export market. So, we continue to be at the vagaries of the international market. Certainly, from our perspective, we want to see, continued supply come in terms of our processing facilities. But at the same time, seasonal weather conditions, rain, etc., will no doubt come into play over coming weeks.
John Berry, in 2013, more chilled and frozen beef left this country than ever before. What does that mean in real terms, for the processing sector?
Quite clearly, there was a number of available cattle, 2 years where we'd had good seasons, and obviously with the dislocation in the live trade into Indonesia, we saw numbers aplenty. One thing about processing assets is they are very capital and labour intensive. And we have to continue investment in these businesses. And, though we've had throughput in calendar year 2013, we now start 2014 and it's with a clean sheet of paper.
During the height of that cattle glut, you would be aware that some producers reported waiting up to 3 months for a kill date. Does that suggest there are capacity issues at your northern facility?
I don't think there's capacity issues at our northern facility. Up until 2010, we were working 7 days a week, but with seasonal conditions and other factors, we've dropped back to 5 days. Look, the fact is that, as I said, these are capital and labour-intensive businesses. These assets can't be turned on and off like a tap.
In what circumstances would JBS consider reinstating a 7-day roster at its Stewart facility?
We have a business in Townsville which operates 5 days a week, and it's all about making sure that we have continuity of supply throughout the year. Sure, there's challenges around seasons in the north, as there are challenges and seasons in other parts of the country. We have 10 processing plants across this country, but we have had a long-term commitment to Townsville. Townsville is a strategic location for us. Many forget that it's the most northern export facility in Australia. From my figures, we've seen well over 20 plants close across northern Australia in the last 25 to 30 years.
Would you consider your business any better off strategically than it would have been prior to this period of very high demand coupled with record low prices?
In our case, we export a high percentage of our production from our four plants, Townsville, Rockhampton, Beef City at Toowoomba and Dinmore in southeast Queensland out of the port of Brisbane. From Townsville, we are supplied by producers from the territory across the Northern Gulf and west of Townsville. We continue to see there's opportunities in the international marketplace for beef, but at the same time, we as a processor need to continue to focus on our cost. Australia continues to be well behind the US and Brazil in terms of cost to operate. Many of your listeners may not understand, but it's twice the cost to process a beef animal here in Australia than it is in the US, and three times that of Brazil. So, our competition are those two key players. We as a processor here need to continue to look at how we take cost out of our business and at the same time expand opportunities in international markets.
John Berry, I think many of my listeners would well understand the concept of rising costs of operation as well. How well do you expect those producers will be able to recover and turn off export quality slaughter cattle in the future, given the level of destocking we know has happened across the north and northwest of Queensland?
That's correct. It's been a challenging time for producers with the lack of rain and feed, and it's heartbreaking to see the scenes that we have and continue to see. I suppose, as a processor, we're working hard on the other side of the ledger to make sure that we're looking to take cost out of our business. These plants need throughput. They work around fixed cost, and volume is an important part of driving cost out of the business. At the same time, we also see the opportunities to continue to work, not just as JBS, but as an industry player with the federal government around greater market access. And you know, it's all about the market access, which grows cake and ultimately finds its way to higher farm gate prices. So, you know, we have to continue to battle on and make sure that the government is working with, you know, commercial players in the industry to get this greater market access. Otherwise, if we shrink or are constrained in terms of the access we market, that will ultimately have, you know, tremendous ramifications, not just for processors, but down through the chain.
We often hear how Australia is in the box seat in this kind of positive global outlook, worldwide demand for protein. And yet when it comes to the economic reality, many producers are struggling to survive in that market. How do you explain that chasm that seems to have developed between the outlook and the reality?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. And, you know, look, we as a company continue to engage with our suppliers and keep them up to date with, you know, trends in the market. You know, we've got the government and peak industry bodies that have a role to play in this. You know, we have an investment in Townsville. We want to continue to run the Townsville plant to be able to be there as an export facility for northern producers. The point we also need to understand is that we are competing against lower cost producers, lower cost processors around the world. They're our competitors. It's not other processors that are our competitors. It's those countries which we compete aggressively and actively against, and we need to be expanding these opportunities. It's very, very simple from that perspective.
And against that backdrop, how important is what happens on the land to what happens across the grid at your facilities?
Oh, it's critical. It's critical. And, you know, really, the Australian producer, though, you know, we continue to see challenging conditions in the northern part of Australia with the weather conditions and the lack of rain. One thing's for sure, the Australian producer is resilient, but the Australian producer also produces a good product. They do it well. Really what we need to do is to continue to have a common voice rather than a splintered voice across industry, especially to the federal government around how we can support and direct them around growing this pie, and whether it be cost structures, regulatory burdens being addressed, market access, transport infrastructure. The North is a critical part of the further development of the beef industry in this country, and we all need to make sure that everyone understands how important it is and what needs to be done to make it a competitive location to build an industry from going forward.
Even if that means an alternative meat processing facility, which is something many cattle producers in the north have called for many years.
Yeah, no, sure. I think that's, you know, if people see opportunities, I see AACo have, you know, identified that opportunity out of Darwin. I'm sure others are looking at it from other parts of the country. But, you know, for us is that we've got to focus on our business. That's something that we do well. We do it day in, day out. And certainly Townsville is strategically located. But as I said earlier, these assets are capital and labour intensive. They need to work as close to the full year as possible. And they do need to be, you know, sending product to their customers 52 weeks of the year where possible.